Meowie, Come Home. A Jujutsu Kaisen fanfiction written by Dumble Bee and read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is not rated and features Meowie, Power, Denji, and Aki.
If I'm so smart and I'm so pretty, damn this town and damn this city, you never give me anything that I want. No one seems to really care, they're just wholly unaware of all the blood and sweat I cry before dawn. But you won't understand all the things that I am, 'cause I'm crazy.
Meowie is warm. She is soft, and when Power shows the feline her shoulder, Meowie climbs atop it, purring loudly. It's a trick that Power is very proud of. When she showed it to Aki and Denji, though, they did not show the surprise and enthusiasm she thought they would. They just stared at her with blank eyes, not understanding the amount of patience and hard work it took to learn such a complex trick.
"Is that it?"
Aki asked, uncomprehending. His eyebrows furrowed down low, almost obscuring his eyes as he looked from Power to Meowie sitting on her shoulder, back to Power. The blonde fiend scoffed. She should not have expected someone of such low intelligence to get it. But Denji. Denji is a fan of dogs, she knows. She turned to him with wide eyes, a sharp grin, but was unrewarded.
"When you said Meowie could do a cool trick, I thought you meant, like, a flip or something. She's just sitting there."
"No!" Power insisted. "Look closer! It is an impeccable balancing act that took ages to perfect!"
Still, the two males shared a look with each other that Power was not privy to, and turned on their heels, marching down the hall.
Whatever. Even if they did not understand, at least she was there to appreciate the effort. It's an effort that she makes sure to reward that night, sitting at the table. Meowie comes stalking in from whatever corner she was hiding in, and just like always, hops upon her shoulder.
"No animals at the table," Top Knot says, as though it's the most reasonable request in the world. "It's unhygienic."
This time, Denji has her back.
"Huh? What the hell does that even mean? I've eaten with plenty of animals, and I'm doing just fine."
"You're just proving my point." Power laughs in his face.
"Ha! Meowie does not belong to you. She will do as she pleases. I will not allow you to banish her from the table."
"'Tis unthinkable." Aki comes round the corner, three plates in hand, and sets them down on the table.
"Look, I get that you guys were raised differently, but part of having that normal life that you're always on about, Denji, is following normal rules."
He tears his eyes from blonde hair, swivels to look at red horns.
"Which includes taking baths, flushing the damn toilet, and yes, not allowing animals to eat with you. It's gross."
"You're gross!" Power shouts back, cradling the feline that abandons its post on her shoulder. "Meowie means more to me than either of you ever will. If you will not accept her, then you will not accept me."
He merely sighs, sitting down at the edge of the table as if getting ready to eat, as if he could go about his routine normally after making such heinous remarks.
"Of course I don't accept you. I don't know if you know this, but if Miss Makima hadn't asked me to take you in, you'd be out on the street right now. Same with Denji."
"What the hell did I do? At least I flushed my turds."
Power jumps to her feet, picking up the plate in front of her and throwing it against the wall.
It smashes into 1,000 pieces, food flying everywhere. I will not eat your food until you offer me an apology.
Denji can't get up fast enough, smacking his knees on the underside of the table in his haste to stand. It rattles the structure, sending Aki's glass of water tumbling off the edge and into his lap.
How can you just waste food like that? What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with both of you? Aki is standing now, too, trying to dry off his crotch. The sight would be funny to her if she weren't so angry.
Living with you is impossible.
Power cradles the cat closer to her chest, feeling the blissfully unaware feline purr loud enough to reverberate her insides.
I will be in my private quarters, awaiting my apology.
You'll be waiting forever. Aki never apologized. Power is hungry. Her stomach growls so loudly that, for a second, she thinks she might have developed the ability to purr as well. Meowie chirps beside her, looking at her with round, reflective eyes. She must be hungry, too. It is not a defeat. She is merely obtaining food so that the pair of them will not starve. If that food happens to be cooked by that foul human, who is she to protest? She exits her chambers, silently sitting down at her place at the table. Aki glances her way.
I thought you weren't going to eat my cooking.
I never said that. He rolls his eyes, bringing out breakfast. Denji doesn't even use utensils, shoveling the food into his face with his bare hands. Meowie nudges Power's elbow with her head.
What are you doing?
Aki asks, squinting at the way the blood fiend offers the cat some of what's on her plate.
Are you seriously feeding that thing your vegetables? Cats are carnivores.
Denji takes a break from inhaling his food.
What's a carnivore?
Carnivore. They eat meat. Meowie happily munches on some green thing that Power does not know or care to learn the name of.
Meowie likes vegetables, as terrible as they may be. Look how happy she is!
Denji purses his lips, glancing down at his plate before picking up a chunk of meat with his fingers.
Here, cat, eat this!
The cat jumps on top of the table, much to Aki's dismay, and happily eats from the blonde's hand.
Whoa, he says, taking his hand away. That thing is vibrating.
Power nods proudly.
Tis another of her tricks. Brilliant, is it not?
It's purring.
It's a cat. Seriously, what is wrong with you two?
Meowie steps closer, rubbing her face against Denji's forearm until suddenly she jumps and perches atop his shoulder. He freezes in place, glancing up at her.
Oh my god, it's on me. This is awesome.
Finally, he understands.
Yes! Now you see?
He nods fervently.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's like balancing and shit.
Aki clears the table, muttering under his breath. You guys are idiots.
Meowie!
Power calls one morning, looking around curiously. When she'd woken up, the cat hadn't been laying beside her like usual. And now, looking around the apartment, she was nowhere to be found.
Meowie!
Aki peeks his head around the corner from the kitchen.
What are you shouting about? I cannot find Meowie! She is gone!
She wails, pacing around the hall.
What if she has been kidnapped by another devil? How could you have let this happen?
He raises an eyebrow.
Me? I had nothing to do with that. Your ignorance has driven her away. She could not stand to be near you.
Aki frowns, coming out of the kitchen fully and into the hallway.
It's
a cat. They wander off and hide, right? She'll be right back.
No, this is not like her. She is always there when I wake up.
Something in his expression changes at that, though Power could not tell what. Okay, let's go look for her. The two of them make their way out of the apartment, bristling against the cold wind that assaults their senses. They search for hours until Aki finally has to drag her back, saying that it'll be getting dark out soon.
Where have you guys been all day?
Denji is laying on the ground lazily, picking his nose.
It's freezing out, you know?
It is freezing out. Meowie must be cold.
That's not right.
Meowie is warm. She's supposed to be warm. The very thought of her holed up somewhere outside, cold and wet, is enough to make Power have to hold back tears and lock herself in her room. There's a knock at her door, some hours after.
Power?
It's Top Knot's voice.
I'm coming in.
She doesn't care enough to stop him. The light that follows him into the room is blinding, has her wincing and turning away. That is, until that familiar meow brings her gaze back. Aki is holding Meowie. But more than that, he's wearing a puppy coat with snow caked on the shoulders. There's snow in his hair, too, and his cheeks are red.
I found her.
She stares at him in disbelief.
How?
He steps further into the room, holds the cat out awkwardly, avoiding eye contact.
I'd rather not get into it.
She's on her feet before he can blink, scooping up Meowie and holding her close. The cat cries out in joy, nuzzling against her cheek.
Why? I thought you hated her. She is unhygienic, remember?
I don't hate her. You make me sound like a monster.
Still, Makima didn't order you to take Meowie in. You could have left her out there. I'd be none the wiser.
Aki blinks, slowly, hesitant. I don't know why. I guess I've never seen Denji share food. It surprised me.
Oh.
And he continues, scratching the back of his head. He told me about the Bat Devil. I mean, I already knew most of it, but not the details. I think I'd forgotten what it was like to always have someone there when I wake up.
There's a moment of quiet where he finally meets her eyes, and this strange feeling blooms in her chest.
She doesn't like it, not at all. What an embarrassing story! You are so foolish, sharing such an insecurity with me. Come, Meowie, let's go watch TV.
She marches right past him, cat in hand, and joins Denji in the common area. The next morning, Meowie is there when Power awakens. Their routine is back to normal. At least, it's normal until breakfast, when Aki brings out 4 plates instead of 3. The 4th is noticeably smaller than the others, and he places it beside Power's.
What? Why does she get extras?
Denji snakes his hand across the table, trying to grab at the extra food. Aki smacks his hand away sharply.
It's not for you.
Laughing, Power crosses her arms and looks down on the blonde, gloating, evident in her expression.
Ha! That's right! I get extras!
Aki scowls at her.
It's not for you, either. It's for Meowie.
The end. Thank you for listening to this adorable fic that I love so much. Oh my god, Power and Meowie. And then Denji sharing his food. Oh my god. Anyways, I really love this story. It is
Just so good. It made me so happy to read and find this. And it fucking nails Power's point of view so well. And it's so good. Anyways. This is the first book I recorded in my new house. Hurrah! I just moved. I actually bought a very small, tiny portable mic just to record this book because my actual mic is packed up in a box still in transit somewhere. But I really wanted to record this one. So, anyways, I'm very excited. I no longer have an airplane overhead every 30 seconds, and this is incredibly so much a huge improvement. Anyways, that's actually the end. Thank you so much for listening. But you won't understand all the things that I am, 'cause I'm crazy in just too many ways. But I get a little feel when my heart starts beating, lungs stop breathing, all my fibers say to run away. Count my little scars, I've got dozens down inside. I come complete and invincible, behind my daddy imbecile. All these things I've tried, boy, be cute, be W, wise, be all. So don't tell me what to fear, the darkness of this atmosphere. Love my mom and love my daddy, sure they messed me up, but that is voices that they left inside of my head. And I'll play out this lie till we're all dead. But you won't understand all the things that I am, 'cause I'm crazy in just too many ways.